Kellogg Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off the distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
At Space Academy, all cadets undergo rigorous training to win their commissions in the Solar Guard, rocket ship operations, set study machines to prepare for future service. And one of the most important subjects for the cadets to master is the principle of command, assembled in one of the lecture halls. And as Captain Strong enters, they snap to attention.
Stand easy, boy. Lecture on interplanetary government, the student council here at Space Academy.
Student council? That's kid stuff.
Hey, Stuart, Roger.
First-hand experience in democratic today. Now, the main class representative will be held next week.
Excuse me, sir, but can anyone run for office?
Oh, yes, Astro, all cadets are eligible, although it isn't advisable to have more than one candidate per unit. No, excuse me. Captain Strong here.
Message from Commander Arkwright, sir. He'd like you to report to him immediately at Interplanetary Communications Center.
Oh, very well. Tell him I'll be right over. All right, boys, that'll be all for now. I suggest you talk over the possibilities of a candidate from this unit. But whatever you do, choose your candidate carefully. Unit dismissed.
Tom, you're the logical choice for that office in this unit. What do you say? Will he run?
Well, I hadn't thought about it.
What do you mean, will he run?
Stow it, Roger. How about it, Tom?
Well, all right. But I'll need both of you to help me campaign. After all, the other units will be putting up some tough competition.
Sure we'll help, won't we, Roger?
Count me out, Junior. I'll be campaigning for someone else.
What?
Who? Candidate Roger Manning.
Captain Strong reporting his orders, Commander Arkwright.
Oh, glad you got here so quickly, Strong.
Anything wrong, sir?
No, not yet. It all depends on a certain message I'm expecting from Titan.
You mean there's trouble at the colony?
I'm not sure.
Well, you sound pretty mysterious, sir. What's this all about?
Here, read this.
Uh-huh. What is it?
A report from the Academy Medical Laboratory about a new serum they're working on.
Serum? For what?
Well, a week ago, I received a report from Titan Colony that a strange disease had broken out and that the medical team there was unable to control it. We send another team from the Academy Laboratories to help them and look for a possible cure.
I see. But this report says that they haven't had any luck.
Exactly. That's why I sent for you, Strong. This disease may reach epidemic proportions. If it does, we might have to evacuate all the children.
Where do I come in, sir?
I want you to map out an evacuation procedure and arrange all the details. Then, if and when the time comes, I want you to lead the evacuation fleet.
I see. This will be quite an operation.
Yes, it'll take just about every ship and every man we have.
Commander Arkwright.
Yes, Lieutenant Wells?
Message you were expecting from Titan, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Commander?
Just what I was afraid of. Strong?
Yes, sir?
Start planning the evacuation immediately and order all crews to stand by. It's an epidemic.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spaceman, how would you like to be like Tom Corbett someday? Say, wouldn't it be fun to go to Space Academy and learn how to pilot a rocket ship? Why, before you knew it, you'd be making trips to the other planets and blasting right through the whole solar system. But you know, even in 2352, you'd find some things are just the same. Isn't that right, Tom Corbett?
That's right, Spaceman. And one of those things is the way everybody goes for Kellogg's Pep. Man from Mars to Earth and back again. When breakfast time comes, spacemen all over the universe reach for Pep and start eating. Some spacemen eat Pep to get a good supply of food energy. It gives them a head start on a tough day's work. Other folks eat Pep to make sure that they get some vitamin B1 and a whole day's supply of vitamin D. And everybody in Space Academy likes Kellogg's Pep because it tastes so downright good. I take second helpings of Pep just about every morning. Say, how's about you starting your day the way I do? Pick up that package tomorrow morning and pour yourself a spaceman's helping of Kellogg's Pep.
Ah, that's a swell idea, Tom Corbett. You, me, and everybody. Let's start the day the spaceman's way with Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. Unaware of the epidemic on Titan, the space cadets actively campaigned for the coming election of representatives to the student council. Both Roger Manning and Tom Corbett are running for class representative and are hard at work campaigning for that office.
More weekend passes and less astrogation classes. Take it from me, fellas, I'll get you more free time. I'll get more games for the club room. And last but not least, I'll get you less work on the study machine. So remember my slogan, more fun, less study. Vote for Manning, buddy.
The student council was created to teach us the principles of democratic government, and it's the closest link between the cadet body and the faculty officers. Any representative on the council must know all the problems of the cadets and be able to fight for them.
Well, Tom, today's election day. I hope you don't feel too bad when the results come in.
I hope you don't either, pal. But anyhow, spaceman's luck.
The same to you. You need it.
Captain Strong here.
Strong, this is Commander Arkwright. I've just received a message from Titan. The children will have to be evacuated. Are your plans made?
Yes, sir. I can put the whole operation into effect on 2 hours' notice.
That's too long. It has to be immediately.
Well, very well, sir, but the cadets are in the assembly hall voting. Today is their election day, you know.
The election will have to wait. Order all ships prepared for immediate blastoff.
All right, boys. You can stow your gear when we get underway. We raise ship in 3 minutes. Take your station.
But, Captain Strong, can't you tell us where we're going or what this is all about?
This is all I can tell you for now. There is a dangerous epidemic on Titan, and we're going there to evacuate the children.
Titan? Oh, swell. I haven't seen Sally Faraday in months.
And you're not going to see her now, Manning. No one is allowed to leave the ship. We'll land, load the children, and blast off again immediately.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the election?
You'll get the election results when we return. Now, for the last time, take your station.
Control deck here.
Hey, Tom, do you think we'll be able to get any food on Titan? I'm sick of these concentrations.
It'll do you good. Take some weight off, you big Venusian elephant.
Who asked you, Manning?
You know, fellas, I was just thinking. They've probably counted the ballots by now, and they know who the class representative is.
We won't know who won until we get back, Roger, so why worry?
That's a good attitude, Junior. Why worry about something you can't have?
Attention, crew. Entering atmosphere of Titan. Stand by for landing procedure. Astro, cut your rockets to one half.
Rockets one half, aye.
Prepare to turn ship, Tom. Set lateral vanes at 3.2 degrees.
3.2, aye, sir.
Astro, fire lateral rockets full burst. Now.
Lateral rockets full, sir.
Stand by braking rockets.
Standing by.
Braking rockets full. Now.
We're down, sir.
Cut rockets and secure ship, Astro.
Aye, sir.
Well, what now, Skipper?
Well, the commander put me in charge of this operation, so I'll have to debark to direct the proceedings. But I want you boys to stay here.
Radar bridge secure, sir.
All right, Manning. Now, get this, both of you. This Titan disease is a serious thing. You are to remain aboard ship and prepare sleeping quarters for the arrival of our group of children. Any questions? Good. I'll see you later. Oh, and remember, above all, you are not to leave the ship.
Hey,
Hey, Hotshot, hand me a couple of those blankets, will you? Fanning! Hey, Roger! Main quarters to control deck.
What is it, Astro?
Is Roger up there, Tom?
No, I thought he was working with you.
Well, he was a few minutes ago, but now he's disappeared.
Did you look in the supply hole?
No, but I'll check it now.
Hold it, Astro. Oh, that stupid space-happy fool.
What's the matter, Tom? Did you find him?
I found him all right, Astro. I just saw him run across the spaceport headed for the colony.
Oh, no.
Yes, it looks like Roger was determined to see his girlfriend. Come with me.
Astro, we're almost finished taking the children aboard. Hasn't Roger come back yet?
Not yet, Tom, and the skipper was asking for him a little while ago. I stalled him.
Good. Listen, do you think you could cover for the both of us? I'm going out to find Roger.
Oh, don't be a fool, Tom. He wouldn't do it for you, and, well, besides, you don't know where to look.
I'll ask around. Somebody must have seen him. I'll be back in no time.
Wait, Tom. What about the disease? You might catch him.
I'll have to take that chance, Astro. We can't let the skipper know Roger jumped ship.
Control deck, I.
Astro, this is Captain Strong, First Corbett.
He was here a minute ago, sir.
Well, get hold of Hemp and Manning and tell them to stand by for blastoff. All the children are aboard.
Aye, sir. By the craters of Luna, what do I do now?
Hey, Junior, everything go all right without me?
Everything went better without you. Tell Tom to take over here, quick.
Tell him yourself. I don't know where he is.
Huh? Isn't he with you?
No. I haven't seen him since I left the ship. Why?
Oh, great. He went out to look for you, and he's not back yet.
So what? He won't get lost.
No, but the skipper just ordered us to stand by for blastoff.
Don't worry. That's probably him now.
All right, Manning. Astro, take your stations. Hey, where's Tom? I thought I told you to have him stand by, Astro.
Well, yes, sir. You did.
Well, why isn't he here?
That is, we...
Well, you see, sir,
I get it now. Corbett should never run in front of the viewport if he doesn't expect to be seen sneaking back to his ship.
But, sir, Tom didn't mean to disobey orders. It's
take your station, Astro. I'll deal with Cadet Corbett as soon as we get into space. Control deck to radar bridge.
Radar bridge, aye.
We're clear of Titan, Manning. Chart a direct course to Earth.
Aye, sir.
Now then. Cadet Corbett, did you understand my instructions about remaining aboard ship?
I did, sir.
Then would you mind telling me why you disobeyed them?
Well, sir, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I have no excuse, sir.
What's the matter with you? Well, you're as pale as a ghost.
I feel a little dizzy, sir.
Oh, well, you better go down and lie down. I'll take this matter up with you later.
Aye, sir. Thank you, sir.
Tom!
Great galaxy.
Astro, get up here right away. Tom just blacked out.
Easy now, Astro. Put him in his bunk.
Right, sir.
There. Now, some blankets. He's shivering like a wet puppy. We've got to keep him warm.
What do you suppose is the matter with him, Captain Strong?
Well, I'm no medic, Astro, but from what I saw on Titan, he has all the symptoms of their disease.
But then what can we do for him, Skipper?
Oh, not much, I'm afraid. If the Academy Laboratory has been able to perfect their serum, that's our best bet. But we'll have to get Tom back to Earth in a hurry.
Blasted, I warned him not to leave the ship.
Oh, you knew about it all along. Well, then suppose you tell me why he disobeyed my orders.
Well, sir, he didn't really disobey. He only wanted to help... I mean, he just tried to...
Wait a minute. Strong here. Go ahead.
Sir, I have Commander Arkwright on the teleceiver for you.
All right, Manning. Feed it down here.
Stand by, sir. Go ahead.
Commander Arkwright, this is Captain Strong.
What's the matter, Strong? Any trouble with the evacuation?
No, sir. It's Cadet Corbett. I'm afraid he's contacted the Titan disease.
Oh, I was afraid of that. I hope you can isolate him from the children.
Yes, sir. I have him in the crew's quarters. But, Commander, what can we do for him?
The work on the serum is almost completed, Strong. The lab has had good results with their tests on animals. All that remains to be done now is a test on a human. Perhaps we can make that test on Corbett. I'll meet you at the spaceport. Get here as fast as you can.
Well, what are the medics waiting for, Commander? I thought it was important to give Corbett the serum as quickly as possible.
He's still unconscious, Strong, and they can't do anything without his permission. After all, that serum is still untested on human beings.
But we just can't sit around here and wait.
Control yourself, Strong. You can be sure we're doing everything we can to help the boy.
Oh.
There.
Oh.
There, I think he's coming too. Oh. Let's try to talk to him now.
Tom. Tom, try to listen to what I'm going to say now, will you?
Yes, sir.
Tom, there is a serum we think might help you, but it's never been used on anyone before. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
We don't know exactly what the reaction will be. Well, there is some danger involved, so try to think carefully before you answer.
I don't have to think, sir. Go ahead.
Son, it may not work.
I can't be any worse off than I am now, sir. Besides, if it doesn't work, well, then you can stop the epidemic. Go ahead.
Good boy. Now, don't worry about a thing. These medics are very capable. And the commander and I will be right here with you all the time.
Close your eyes and rest now, Tom.
Aye, sir.
All right, Doctor. You may begin.
Spaceman's luck, Tom. Spaceman's luck.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So, stand by.
Spaceman, suppose you owned a jet boat just like the one on the Polaris. Say, you could sure have a lot of fun with it, couldn't you? Why, if you had to go to the store, you could blast right up to the door and nothing flat. But say, while you're down there, don't forget to get yourself some Kellogg's Pep. Pep gives a spaceman valuable vitamins and lots of food energy. Why, you get a whole day's supply of sunshine vitamin D in just one serving of Kellogg's Pep. And that's not all you get either. Kellogg's Pep gives you vitamin B1 and other food values you need to be active and to keep in trim. Now, that's why the cadets at Space Academy eat plenty of Pep. Pep helps to get you ready for a busy day. And say, Kellogg's Pep has such a swell, malty-rich flavor, all the cadets reach for second helpings every morning. As Tom Corbett always says, start your day the spaceman's way with a heaping bowl full of Kellogg's Pep. Right, Tom? So ask your mom to get Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
While the Polaris crew is returning from Titan with a shipload of evacuee children, Tom Corbett is stricken with the strange Titan disease. Under full emergency power, the Polaris proceeds to Earth, and Tom is taken to the Academy Hospital. There, he volunteers to be inoculated with a new serum that has never been tested on a human being. Now, several hours have passed since the inoculation, and Astro and Roger Manning wait impatiently in their dormitory for word of their friend's progress.
Will you sit down, Astro? You make me nervous. You could wear this floor out and it wouldn't help Tom any.
Blasted, I wish I hadn't let him go after you.
I didn't need him. I can find my own way around.
By the craters of Luna, you're the most ungrateful guy I ever knew. First you run against Tom in the election and practically ruin his chances. And then when he goes out of his way to help you, you don't even have the decency to tell the skipper.
Tell the skipper what?
That the only reason Tom disobeyed orders and left the ship was to find you.
Why didn't he mind his own business? And you too.
Cadet Astro here. Go ahead.
This is Captain Strong. There is still no change in Tom's condition, boys. His fever is very high and he's still in a coma. I'll keep you posted. End transmission.
So everything's going to be all right, huh, wise guy? Roger, you'd better start worrying.
Any word yet, Commander Arkwright?
No, Strong, no change. I'm really worried.
Well, what do the medics say? Did they expect this reaction?
I'm afraid not. Dr. Lee said Corbett should reach a crisis soon.
A crisis? Does that mean...
It could. But let's not think about that. Let's just hope. Yes, Arkwright here.
Commander, Cadet Corbett is at the critical period. Dr. Lee would like you to come over here to sick bay right away.
All right, thank you. Come on, Strong, we'll soon know.
Hey, get that, will you, Astro?
I didn't expect you to. Cadet Astro here, go ahead.
This is Captain Strong.
Oh, is there any news, sir?
Take it easy, Astro. Tom is going to be fine. He's just past the crisis, and his fever is starting to go down already.
Oh, boy, that's great. You hear that, Raj? Tom's all right. Oh, gosh, that's wonderful news, sir.
Yes, it is. Not only for Tom, but for the colonists on Titan as well. Now that this serum has proved its worth, we can begin mass inoculations. We'll have this epidemic licked in a few days.
Let me have that, Astro.
Huh?
Sir, when can we see Tom? I have something to tell him.
Well, I suppose it would be all right if you came over now.
Oh, good. We'll be right there. Oh, sir?
Yes, Roger?
There's something I have to tell you, too. See you later.
Hiya, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Astro. Pretty good now, but it was rougher than a space storm a little while ago. Hi, Roger.
Congratulations, Tom.
Well, thanks, but I didn't do anything. It was all the serum.
Nah, that's not what I meant.
Oh?
Congratulations for winning the election.
What? Hey, Astro, is he kidding me?
No, he's not. You did it, Tom. You're the new class representative.
Well, congratulations, Tom. I'm really proud of this unit.
Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, Manning, you said you had something to tell me, too.
Well, that's right, Skipper.
Would you rather wait until later?
No, sir. I just wanted to tell you that it was all my fault.
Your fault? What do you mean?
Well, I left the ship to visit an old friend of mine, and when I didn't get back in time, Tom came after me. Only I got back before he did.
Oh, so that's the story. Well, I'm glad you were man enough to own up. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, there are some decks on the Polaris that need scrubbing, and some rocket heads that have to be cleaned, and all the hatches squeak. And,
The power deck needs a paint job.
Thank you, yes. The power deck needs a painting, and the viewport is kind of dirty. Now, would you look after those things for me, Roger?
Yes, sir.
Good. And in the future, remember, I don't give orders just to hear myself talk.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
And, Roger.
Yeah?
I'm sorry about the election.
Oh, that's all right. Just wait till next year. If I'm finished work by then.
Don't miss the next action-packed episode with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when the Polaris crew rockets into space in search of a lost ship and her disease-stricken passengers in part two of Mission of Mercy. Tune in same time, same station on Thursday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Al Markham, Jan Merlin, Edward Bryce, and Carter Blake. Today's program was written by Hal Ryan and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret! In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious Golden Crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal all in one box. And no other raisin bran but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Has a secret.
This program came to you from New York.